Ramble.
Hallo, I am Flula Borg, and it is now a boom time.
Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new and sassy episode of Boom Time. I'm so excited because on this episode, I'm speaking with a person I do love very much and have discovered on the internet and have been stalking, Marc Rebillet. Yes, his name is Marc Rebillet, and yes, I do say Rebillet the whole time on the episode, but I do correct myself. Oopsie on the daisies. French is difficulty for me. What can I say? Anyways, if you do not know Marc, then you are in for the treat. Because Marc Rebillet is a man who likes to invent very delicious tunes and sounds using only his brain and then some very fun instruments like a looping pedal and a MIDI keyboard. And this is what is occurring on this episode. So I would invite for you to sit back and relax and let these invented songs wash over you like Lever 2000 soap for all of your body parts. Not a sponsor of Boom Time. But anyway, yes guys, just to confirm it, these are songs that are invented. We did not plan these or look at the people before and say, hey, what should we make and how should it sound? No, Marc just entered the studio and it makes some very fun sounds, and sometimes I did also contribute to this adventure. And that is what we are listening to right now on this episode of Boom Time!
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom time. Time!
Warning! This episode of Boom Time is containing some cursing words. So if you have children or large adults who do not enjoy curses, perhaps cover the ears. Let's do it!
That's delicious. Yeah. A steak, baby, extra rare, grade A. I'm talking
A1 saucer, A1 saucer, A1 saucer. Marc Rebillet is the boss.
Oh, the boss with the steak and the sauce. Yeah, you know it, baby. Yo, I'm dropping dub on a whole lot.
Shining so bright, extra glare. I wanna cook that steak, make it medium rare. I say, Marc Rebillet.
That's my name, baby. And that's okay. My name, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So much sizzle.
Oh, what's that feeling? That's a nice feeling.
What?
That's a hot feeling.
Oh.
And that's a wet feeling.
A caliente. A caliente, baby. Caliente. A caliente, baby. Caliente. Caliente, baby. California. Special guest Marc Rebillet. A very special episode. Yeah! What? Yes. Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Jawohl.
Jawohl, yeah.
Oui.
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Oui, monsieur.
Si, si, si.
Si, baby, si, baby.
Si.
Talking funky with it, baby. Speaking. Do the hips and the hips and the muscles and the butt and the side
biceps,
of the leg,
biceps.
Baby.
Yeah. Stretch it, flex it, flex, flex, flat, and rip.
That was so good.
Boom town. So to start, Marc, is it Marc or Marcus?
It's Marc.
Okay.
It's Marc and... That's it.
And it's a Rebillet or Rebillet?
Rebillet.
Rebillet.
Extremely French.
Oh, I have been making you half French, half Spanish.
But, oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it's billet.
Yeah, billet.
Oh.
Exactly, the double L.
Oh, yeah. I love it so much.
But listen, let's talk about something interesting like vertical potato farming. You know, no one wants to hear about me.
Have you explored the vertical potato farms?
I've read a few articles, a few publications, a few... it's very interesting.
How do you water the vertical potato farm?
You know, I would feel you probably need a ladder.
Yeah. Start at the top.
Start at the top.
Yeah.
If you start at the bottom, it's not going to work
out.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the opposite of the corporate ladder.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. It's trickle-down economics,
yeah.
But for watering starches.
And potatoes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. So for people who do not know you, Marc, we just played a little introduction, which was your music and your deliciousness.
Oh, thank you.
What would you say if someone said, hey, Marc, give me your business card? What would it say on the card?
You know what I would like it to I'd like it to be similar to Patrick Bateman's business card in American Psycho.
Which shade of white do you like?
Pale Nimbus.
Pale Nimbus.
Cillian Rail.
Oh, yeah.
Bone, maybe.
Okay.
Just an elegant, slightly embossed font. Simple, clean. Oh.
I love this Helvetica, perhaps.
Helvetica, great, classic, beautiful
choice. So classic.
It's a great choice.
My business card is slight Floridian Caucasian, is my color.
So what are we, like turquoise?
Yeah, turquoise, pale, bright.
Halfway shiny. To retirement.
Yes, Ray-Bans required to look at me so pale I am. Yeah. And Mark, you are from the Dallas?
I am. I'm from Dallas. I'm from the Dallas. And now by way of New York. I live in Brooklyn now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I can tell you when I listen to your vocal voice as you speak words, I do not think, hey, here's a Texan. Oh, where's my 10 gallons?
Right. 5 gallons. I keep it in the back pocket in case I ever, you know, if I need to use it.
Hydrated.
Yeah.
To water your potatoes.
Well, what's that? Oh, God. We're in the saloon.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, so you can bust it out.
If there is a fun time for you, is it just to create fun music times?
Yeah, I think so.
Can we explore something right now?
Absolutely.
Is there a hip-hop and cowboy combo that would be fun for you to putz around with?
Let's see. John Wayne, or maybe we could go... Who's your favorite cowboy? Do you have a favorite cowboy?
Oh, I do love the man from Unforgiven, which is Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Okay, Clint Eastwood blended with P. Diddy? Or blended with, I'm trying to think of someone, you know, relatable and accessible.
Oh, Outkast.
Outkast and Clint Eastwood.
This could be good.
That's lovely.
I can give you a sample of me terribly giving you Clint Eastwood, if you would like.
Oh, please, please. Okay. I want that. Yeah.
Okay.
So tell me, do you feel lucky, punk? So tell me, do you feel lucky, punks? 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 Tell me, do you feel lucky, punks?
Yeah!
Do you feel lucky,
baby?
So lucky!
How you feeling?
Lucky did, lucky did, lucky, lucky, lucky Lou.
Oh, feeling lucky, baby, Clint Eastwood. Outkast, baby, Miss Jackson. Miss Jackson, I'm feeling lucky on it. Y'all, Flula.
Yeah. Talk to me.
Yo.
Talk to me, Mark.
Busting out guns, busting out West. Saloon, baby, I'm coming in with cars. Yo, shot of whiskey, sit at the table. Yo, it's business. Yeah, revolver out. Oh, Andre 3000 in this bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's time for a shootout.
Stick it up.
Feeling good, feeling okay. At the corral, baby, yo, I'm gonna corral your baby and your horsey as we ride down the places. Western places, yo, switch your faces. Mark Rebillet, Mark Rebillet. Apologize to everyone, including Jackson. Only smoke, now sing it like a Tony Braxton Western. Oh.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, Miss Braxton, I'm sorry, everybody.
Our bad. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16 shooters!
Tell me, do you feel lucky, punks?
Dance.
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
That was great.
It's very fun.
Mark, I like that.
So, Mark, I have seen you, of course, in many of the places in the dope locations, such as internet.
Yes.
And you are in Dallas. Is this true to begin your things?
That's right. I started in Dallas. I started making stupid videos on the internet in Dallas and then started playing professionally in Dallas for about a year and then decided... Fuck this place.
Okay.
No. I love Dallas. It's my home. No, I needed a bigger platform. I needed a bigger, you know, a bigger platform.
Well, there are many videos of you in a nice restaurant where you are streaming for many hours.
Yes.
And playing very dope things. And I watch the audience as they are confused and loving it and hating it and then loving it again and going insane in the membranes.
It's very difficult to get people on board at that place.
Do you feel fear? How does it work in the function in your brain? Because you are, it looked like you could be like nude. Yeah. And you would not care.
Well, it's somewhere in the medulla oblongata, of course, then traveling down the brainstem to the D2, D3 spinal section.
Yeah, yeah. Down there. I've been there.
It's somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been?
I've seen Inner Space.
Great Yelp reviews there.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. So the curve is 4.5 stars once you get to D2.
Yeah. So you know, you have been there.
Oh, I've been from R2 to D2. And the Yelps keep improving as you move down.
Bleep bloop.
Bleep bloop is what they say. That's actually the speakeasy there. That's the code word.
That's it.
If you're trying to get into the D3 speakeasy.
Right.
It's bleep bloop.
Bleep bloop. Come on in, please.
Just welcome.
Yeah, I mean, there's fear for sure, but it doesn't really matter. You know, it's like if people want to stay, they'll stay. If they want to go, they'll leave. I'm just going to be up there acting like an idiot, and that's it. You know?
I love this so much. So when people see you in the live way, are you just grooving, moving? Because you have songs people are like, oh, this is – like you have one called Funk Emergency.
Yes.
Okay, the delicious song.
Thank you.
I love it so hard. But was this just like, I'm inventing some stuff out of my toot-toot and I will upload it?
Yeah, pretty much. The ones that are on that are on YouTube and Facebook or whatever, they go through a small process right before I press record. So I'll think up the idea. I'll make sure that it's efficient and not wasting your time, and then I'll record it. But it's very quick. The live show's fully improvised, 100% made up.
You do not. So, Funk Emergency. Sorry if you want to hear that live, visitors of a Marc Rebillet concert.
That's right.
Sorry to
Too
you.
Too bad, baby.
Take
Too
two
bad.
Leaves and watch Roseanne.
That's it. Watch Roseanne and then, you know, watch her on Twitter destroy her career.
Yes, it happens quickly.
Yeah, I know.
It goes very fast.
It really does. I feel bad. I mean, I don't know. Is that something we really should even dive into? I feel like that's sticky territory.
No, let's make a complete 190.
Yeah, sounds great.
Hey, do you remember the A-Team?
I love the A-Team.
Who was your favorite of the A-Teams?
Mr. B.
A.
A.
Baracus?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, no.
C. I never watched it.
You don't know the show.
No, I don't. No, but they're in a van, right? They're in a van. Mr. T, isn't Mr. T in it?
Mr. T's in it.
Crime fighting unit.
Yes, a climate fighting unit.
Sort of the village people of crime fighting.
Trying to reduce the carbon footprint everywhere they go.
Right.
Yes.
Stop. Turn that oven off.
Listen, why are you using hairspray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they did. Those were their adventures. Going into old ladies' homes and taking the hairspray, gingerly putting it back down.
Too many chlorofluorocarbons, Aunt Edna. Stop killing the dolphins.
Who are you people?
Shh, 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 shh. We're the A-Team.
That's it.
we're the A-Team. Wait, so, Mark, what was, like, when you are bringing... So I love the A-Team so hard because everything in Germany is 10 years very tardy.
Oh, right.
So as I was watching this, you are watching something different. Because,
Some stupid. Well, you know, my dad, who was extremely French, Parisian, born and raised, he learned English with Hogan's Heroes.
Oh.
So he came mashing Hogan's Heroes. He watched those and learned English that way.
But you learned English like a person with speaking with other English people.
Correct. Yeah. Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Speaking French as well in that time, but I learned English the American way.
Yeah. American or American?
American. Yeah, you know, American. I don't know. I don't like that.
Same.
I don't like that.
I'm jumping around like a grasshopper.
I'm with you.
During your shows, as you're making fun times, do you just let the flows go? Or is it like, today will be a dandruff-themed show?
You know, you just gave me an idea for my show tonight.
Oh, perfect.
We're doing dandruff.
Just dandruff all day long. Yeah. Just lather, rinse, repeat.
Yeah. Yes. No, there's no plan whatsoever. I usually have a little list of ideas that sometimes I'll take a glance at before the show to sort of get me in the right mood. But really, it's all dictated by it's the audience. You know, what are they giving me? Does it feel like they want to dance, or are they just standing there? Do they want me to do something stupid, dark, slow, fast, you know? And then I'll just get up there and whatever, you know.
Oh, you are like a DJ, except you're not playing songs, but you're making the songs.
Yeah, right.
Oh, their buttocks are moving too slow.
Yes.
Time to invent a song to increase buttock movement.
That's exactly it.
That's how you roll.
We need the RPM of the buttock to be slightly higher.
Yeah. It's rotating very slow.
It's far too slow.
Yeah. It's not, digestion has stopped. How do you say it?
Digestion,
yeah. Gashen.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's, yeah.
What is currently your most favorite word, Mark?
You know what it is?
Yes. No, I don't.
You don't?
Sorry, no.
Why would you?
You don't know.
Yes, I do.
I don't know.
That'd be weird if you did.
It would be creepy. Yes.
Sesquipedalian.
Stop it.
I will not stop.
Say it one more time.
You know what's great about this word is that it means too many words. It's the definition of sesquipedalian, this long, ridiculous word, is too wordy. That's the definition. Oh, so isn't that beautiful?
So if I go to wordy in the thesaurus, it will show sesquipedalian.
See sesquipedalian.
This is so nice.
You know, I loved that movie, but I found it rather
sesquipedalian. Excuse me.
Oh. 5 stars, but rather sesquipedalian.
Yeah, but if it was playing in D2.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm talking.
Oh, D2, right? Yes. I'm back.
I'm so gone.
Boom time! Do you think about the future and are wondering like, oh, perhaps in the future I would like some dollars or euros or, I don't know, additional cupcakes in my life? Well, then perhaps you should think about investing. Yes, investing is a smart thing to do because when you start, you have some monies, some dollars, and in the future, you hopefully will have some more dollars or euros. Introducing Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. Robinhood is so great because, yes, the commissions are free. Many times when you are purchasing a stock or buying an ETF, you have to pay for the commissions. Well, not with Robin Hood. Think about Robin Hood. He was like with the arrows and had the nice pants and the hat, and he was hopping around and giving people's money. Well, Robin Hood is like that, except they're not giving you money. They are not charging you commissions. How wonderful. Thanks, Robin Hood. And you know what's very great? If you go and sign up now, by the way, do this at flula.robinhood.com. That's flula.robinhood.com. They will give you, my listeners, a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help to build your platforio. And when I say platforio, of course I mean portfolio. That's what I'm speaking about. With a simple and intuitive, clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way, the Robinhood app is a perfect way to begin investing. How fun! Check it out once more at flula.robinhood.com. That's flula.robinhood.com. See you in the future, where you will have more cupcakes now than then when you have now, you know, because investing. Yes.
Time.
Mark, if I just say, let's play some music right now and say nothing, would this work for you?
Absolutely.
Let's play some music.
Let's play some music immediately and say absolutely nothing of it.
I love it. Oh, excuse me. Oh, hello. You're telling a story.
Yeah. it, baby. Here we are on a podcast. Up in it, baby, girl on a podcast. Yeah. Internet on a sphere of the internet. What? Podcast shit, baby, do it like yeah. Reverse that, baby. Now I'm in the Jeep. Gonna reverse the Jeep, baby. Yeah, I gotta get out of the driveway, baby. Listen up, here I come, yo. I gotta more clapping, yeah. Oh, kicking nasty, more
kicking nasty,
kicking nasty, kicking nasty, kicking nasty, kicking nasty, kicking nasty, kicking nasty.
I'm gonna kick it when I kick it, kick it nasty. Pull the ball, go.
Yeah, flew the ball, baby. Oh, 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 oh. Flew the ball, baby. Said I 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 flew the ball,
That was very nice.
How was that? That was good.
Oh, I felt it in all of the loins. several of my organs have been cleaned. You know.
I felt that too.
It was a musical colonoscopy.
I want you to know that you're not the only one who felt that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, yeah, I think you just gave me and then cured my UTI. Yeah. So.
Well, that's my brand. And so I really want to, that's what I want to promote.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here to plug, really. Yeah, yeah. You know, do you need an infection? Let me give it to you.
And then?
Immediately.
Cured.
Cured.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
That's your show, broken down. One infection, 5-minute break for urines.
Right.
Set part two, cure.
Cure. Cure the infection.
Oh, I love this so much.
A little alcohol swab and off you go.
In all the orifices.
A little pat on the butt, off you go. Go ahead. Yeah.
Consensual. Yeah.
Of course, consensual. Yeah. I want to make that very clear. Yes.
Yep.
Very clear.
Oh, yeah.
It's very consensual.
Very consensual.
Everyone says yes. There are forms, contracts, and off we go.
Lots of NDAs.
NDAs.
Yeah.
NDAs, yeah.
Mark,
never speak of this.
Never. Yeah.
That's what I mean by contracts.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, right. Of course. So, Mark, you're now living in the Brooklyn.
That's right.
But you're traveling hardcore, like a man with frequent flyers.
Yes, I am. I'm frequently flying.
Do you enjoy this touring life? Or are you like, I'm so about that life?
I'm about that touring life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of about it. It's
perfect.
I'm kind of about it.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's very new. It's very fresh. It's like a hot piece of bread out the. Yes, bubbling and yeasty.
Oh, butter. Some butter on it.
But put butter in it. Mm-hmm. The color change, you know, you have this golden sort of
golden
color on the
crispy.
Bread.
Crispy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, what you want is you want a thick crust, of course, with just a soft interior.
Ooh, inside. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Inside. Crunchy outside, but soft and fluffy inside.
That's exactly.
Outside crunchy, yeah. What are we talking about?
What are we, the tour?
Oh, yes, the tour. Sorry.
So that's essentially it in a nutshell. It's like a piece of bread.
Yeah.
And that's my tour.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So check it out. Musical carbs.
Musical carbs. Eat them, baby.
Eat them. Suck them in.
There's a UTI in there and I'm about to cure it.
Oh, get ready for that. Strange internal tingling.
That's it.
Followed by musical grape juice.
I prefer plum juice.
Of course, better, more effective. Also friendlier to the environment.
That's it.
Yeah,
thank you, A-Team.
Hey, listen, and B-Team and Vertical Potato Farming. It's all smart moves.
Shout out to all of those things.
Oh, listen.
All of those things.
Mark, is there a genre that when you play it, you're like, this is the weirdest feeling, but I'm still going to do it?
Horror.
Oh.
Mm.
You play horror music?
I love horror as a genre, as a musical genre. You know what it is I like. I just said horror. I didn't think about it at all.
Oh, great!
But I think what it is interesting to play horror because it's like just go big, go dark, and then you can talk about really anything. Getting someone, murdering someone, it's rife with creative potential.
As you are saying this, you remind me of one of my most favorite of the bands and songs.
Tell me.
Rammstein.
Rammstein.
Du hast mich. Ja, du hast mich gefragt.
Du hast mich gefragt. Ja. Du hast mich gefragt.
Und ich habe nichts gesagt.
Ey, bam, 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 bam. Ey.
Yeah,
dude,
right.
Love Rammstein.
Rammstein.
Okay, so it's not Rammstein.
No.
Okay. No, it's not.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, it's Rammstein.
Rammstein.
Yeah, in Germany, it's the second letter that matters. So, like, if it's E-I, you're like, what's that? It's I. Or if it's I-E, what is it? It's E.
Then it's E.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you for that cheat sheet.
Yeah, of course.
Boom, 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 boom.
Time! Mark, is it acceptable if we take yet another musical break for no reason in any way?
Absolutely.
I would love this.
Well, where would you like this to go?
Me personal?
Yes.
I love your funk and I love funky stunky. Mm. So like old cool in the gang touches me deep, but you did this.
Oh, yeah, I guess we kind of just did, right? We did funky. A little funk.
I like disco as well, of hip-hop as well. Rammstein styles are hot for me.
Oh, Rammstein. I'm almost always saying Rammstein because it just, to my ears, it sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep it.
Will you allow that?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm not Rammstein's queen.
It's Rammstein, actually.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
It's so weird to be from Germany.
It's
and
okay.
Not
it's,
know
no, it's a common mistake.
How to say it. Listen, I'm so sorry, Mork. Mork Rebellet.
It's no problem.
Okay, thanks.
It's no problem.
Thanks, Mork Rebellet.
Shall we try some
thing? Name it and do it, yes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to touch.
Permission.
Do we have an NDA?
Yes, we've signed it.
Okay, fantastic.
You may touch your own keyboard.
May I touch it?
Yes.
Mm. Oh. Ooh.
Oh.
Well, how about this?
Oh. Oh, that touched something.
Oh, that. Careful.
I know.
Careful.
Yes.
And so maybe let's try a different sound. What if we tried a little. Like a rim shot?
Yeah, some rim shot. Again, be careful with the words you're using.
We're right on the edge.
Yeah, you are so close.
So glad about this NDA. Close. I'm really happy that we signed that.
Everybody listening, sign the NDA.
Everyone, yes, to all Flula's listeners.
Yes.
You're going to need to sign something right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's about to get dirty. Yeah, maybe we can do like some disco. Yeah, some sort of disco-ish thing. Like, let's see.
I'm on a disco time, baby.
Everybody
party disco time.
Disco time.
Yeah.
I'm on a disco time.
Put on your boogie shoes, Bjarne.
Disco time.
Ha ha.
I'm on a disco time.
Put on those boogie shoes.
Disco time. I'm on a disco time, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on a disco. Disco time.
Disco time.
Disco time with Lula Boy.
What time? What time, y'all? It's up.
Oh, you know we're gonna get the lights going.
Get
LED,
going.
LED, a little LED display. I'm
lights.
Yeah. Lights. Camera.
Action.
That's the word I was looking for.
Satisfaction.
Oh, Bob Fosse. Attitude.
Yeah.
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 Good.
What?
Oh, baby.
Disco, disco time.
Disco time, shake it good, baby.
What?
Yeah. Disco time.
What time?
I'm on a disco time.
What time is it, baby?
Disco,
I'm on a
disco time, baby.
I can see more disco.
Disco you time. Know it, you know it, you got it.
I'm on a
disco time, baby.
Put on those boogie shoes. Disco time, disco time. What, fuck that game?
Yeah, baby.
What time is it?
Hey, Slula, I think it's about 3:14.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's my pleasure, my pleasure.
Referring to the song title.
Oh, this...
It's called Disco Time.
Oh,
You gave me the real time, but...
I just thought you were asking.
No, because the name of the song is Disco Time, and then you...
That's,
you
I totally forgot.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, now I've taken you out of the...
No, that's... Archives. Well, did you want... Did you need the real time?
No, because I have okay. My phone now does it.
Oh,
I take the phone, it tells me
that's
the time.
Right. That's
so
right.
I didn't need to ask you. I just thought you would know.
I know. I understand. It's a creative thing. It's maybe just something. We weren't.
That's fine. Do you know, like in volleyball, like the ball come and then let me bump up and then you spike down.
But instead of spiking,
you ate it. Like you
ate
the ball.
Ball.
Yeah,
I ate
yeah.
the ball.
It's fine.
Disco time.
Ha, ha. Yeah, baby.
I'm on a disco time.
Yeah,
it's 3:14.
No,
Jesus Christ.
Mark, no, sorry. That was once more. I was. So, do you remember just some seconds ago when we had the conversation and I was like, what time is it? And then you're like,
yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. The
son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Again, I can still check the time.
No, now I'm remembering. Now
yeah. Sorry, I
don't know. When people ask me what the time, I'm just
you think literally. Well, what
it's
is?
It's an etiquette thing. It's I'm saying.
It's like you don't want to be rude. You want to tell me
exactly. That's exactly.
Okay, well, in this case, you are okay. I cannot argue with you.
I apologize.
No,
I apologize.
It's fine, Mark. It's just a song. You know, now the song is
ruined.
Yeah, we've ruined it. We've beaten it. You know, you have the horse, and then you hit it very much. And then it dies.
I think it's already dead.
The horse.
The horse is already dead. And
yeah.
And then you continue. Then you continue to hit it.
The horse has died of natural causes.
And you know, that's a good question.
Because I don't want to be the reason for the horse's expiration.
Right, right. You don't want to beat it until it's death.
No.
You want to come upon a dead horse, peacefully dead.
Dying in the sleep.
Dying in his sleep. And then you say, hey. I'm gonna hit this
I'm gonna
thing.
Hit this repeatedly.
I'm going to hit this horse.
The soul of the horse is like come out and it's like joining me. It's like,
right.
You know, I hated me too.
Together, let's
beat me.
Let's beat me.
Let's beat me off. Just I'm here. It's just my body.
Right.
Why not?
Have fun with it.
Yeah, I won so many Derby Kentuckys. It's time to just go.
Just it's a flesh pinata.
Yeah.
Let's have a good time.
Filled not with candy, but
no.
With live horse organs.
Right. Internal organs.
Yeah.
Essential, but you know.
Yeah, bodies.
To the function of human life.
Yeah,
and horse life as well.
Yeah. Sorry, what?
What time is it? Do you know what time it is?
I was going to ask you, so let me see. Yeah. You are very incorrect. It's 13:54.
But I didn't look.
Oh, so you answered the question incorrectly.
Well, you know, better to do it, better to give it a shot than not to do it at all.
Oh, so you are the person, if I'm like in the city looking for direction, I stop my car, I'm like, excuse me, do you know where is the CVS? And then you say, take a right.
Right. What you're going to do is you're going to go left over the underpass. You're going to hit the left block, take a right, just right around this, and there you are.
But where have you taken me with your words?
Probably some bay.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Yeah. Which is not where you wanted to go.
No, that's where you go before CVS.
You wanted to go to the Guggenheim or the MoMA or.
Oh, all those. Or the LACMA. Insert acronym here, you know.
What's your favorite acronym?
Currently,
yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay, what does that stand for?
I don't know.
Oh, it sounds good, though.
I refuse to Google. So,
are you boycotting Google?
I do like to not Google, because every answer now, there's no debating more. It's like, oh, I wonder how many championships, Akeem Olajuwon won. I mean, yes, we know it is too, but I don't want to Google this if I do not know. Do you know?
That's new information for me.
Yeah.
No, but I appreciate that.
Wait, you are from Dallas?
I'm from Dallas.
Do you call it a delation? Is someone's from Dalino? What's a Dallas person?
Both of those are so much better than what it actually is.
Tell me it.
Dallasite. Sounds like a bug.
Or like a strange.
Like some sort of
virus. Well, I was going to
virus.
Say. Like, a virus or something traveling around the sun. Oh, the Dallasite coming back again.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, but once it enters Earth's atmosphere, it's a Dallasine or something.
We're all very much looking forward to the Dallasite making its return.
Finally, coming back. Yeah.
Along with Haley's Comet.
Haley, good old Haley Joel.
She's a good, he's
Osmond,
a good.
She?
He?
How does he identify? I don't know.
Oh, you know, we shouldn't assume.
Who knows?
We shouldn't assume.
Nobody knows.
We all signed an NDA here and it's all, and we're.
We
no,
keep it.
No assumptions.
I have a question for you because Dallas I love so hard.
Yes.
I have a lovely affair with Dallas.
Oh, you do?
Because I'm loving sports in unhealthy ways, Mark. You have a team that's called the Mavericks.
The Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, hello, yes.
Oh.
I love very much your tall German hero, Dirk Nowitzki.
What a lovely human.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I did write a techno love song to Dirk called Dirk Nowitzki, German Moses. We would play it now.
His name is Dirk. He plays basketball. He's a maverick. He's a shooter like Larry Bird.
Wasn't that great, Mark?
I loved that.
Yeah.
I loved that.
It touches everyone very deep in the guts.
You know, particularly the segment at 36 seconds, I thought it was really insightful.
Oh, do you mean this part?
Yeah. That was it. Yeah. That was it. I'm not sure. How did you do that?
I was just staring outside and like a bird hit another bird and then they just fell. And I was like... It's time for section 36.
Right, yes,
and so
yes.
I just did it.
And now I'm seeing that.
You see it?
Now I'm seeing that.
What's the stupidest bird you know, Mark? And I know my answer to this.
Isn't there a booby?
Is a booby bird?
The red-footed booby.
I'm sorry, what? The red-footed booby?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, perhaps it's the red... The red-handed. It's not a hand. Birds don't have hands. Wait, although, wouldn't that be fun?
But that would be a stupid bird.
Holding a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you, John?
Tweet,
good to see you.
Good to see you. Tweet, tweet.
Great. Tweet, tweet. How's everything?
Yeah. Good luck with that hand.
Yeah.
Which weighs more than your whole body.
You have a giant hand.
Yeah.
Grafted to your body. What the hell is wrong with you?
I have seen this before. Have you seen the hamster where they like sew a hand to it? It's like, look, hands grow on hamsters.
Yes.
Yeah.
In order to try and grow organs for humans, right?
Yes. But then why would you do this? There's a mouse attached to your hand. How does that work?
Well, I don't know if the mouse comes with the package. I think perhaps the mouse is severed from the hand.
The mouse is sold separately?
Mouse sold separately, although I'm sure you can get it. You can purchase it with the hand
with
if you'd
the
like
hand.
It.
Mark, you should know in Boomtime we have a footnotes section, and our producer, Kristen, is wildly typing as we come up with very stupid things that we know zero things about.
So this is like a bibliography, so to speak.
Yes.
Citation needed. The Wikipedia of Boomtime.
It makes Boomtime a little sesquipedodely-doo.
Baby!
Sesquipodiatrist.
I love it. I love it.
What is it? Sesquipedalian.
Well, now I don't remember.
Sesquipedalian.
Hot
Mama Johnson.
Oh, sesquipedalian.
Mark, I must admit to you, I have won some spelling bees in my life.
Have you?
Yeah, two.
Really?
Yeah.
At what age?
Seven.
Listen, that's a formidable achievement.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of your younger self.
F-O-R-M-I-D-A-B-L-E. Formidable.
And you repeated at the end. You clearly have done this.
And you did not give me a ding, which means I made a spelling of correction.
Oh, now if there's a ding, you're off. Get off the stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In boxing, it's nice. A ding means a break.
A ding is good.
Yeah, spelling bee ding is bad. Boy. Yeah.
Ding, get out.
Mark, what is a skill or hobby that you have that people are like, what? Mark Rebier is good at Sudoku?
Oh, not Sudoku.
Yeah, I was just example. Yeah, yeah.
But related to that.
Please.
I love this is so boring. I love abstract board games. Abstract strategy. In the vein of chess, Go, you know, Baduk. These games that have no element of luck.
What did you call me?
I'm sorry.
A go-ba-duke?
A go-ba-duke. I thought I...
Is that French?
It is now.
Yeah.
We just entered it into the lexicon.
Oh, well,
it was Chinese.
Oh.
But now I'm calling you a ba-duk.
Oh, wonderful. It's not the first time Western Europe has appropriated something from other parts of the world, so...
That's very true.
Very on brand.
Boom time!
Are your taters tired of sitting so horizontal? How boring. Introducing vertical potato farming. With vertical potato farming, your potatoes can just stack one on top of the top of the top, like a big column of starch, and you can stare at them while you squirt water at them with your mouth, like a squirt gun, like you chuck some liters of liquid and then you spit on the potatoes, and then in like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks they grow, and then you can make some fry franches. Oh, how delicious. Vertical potato farming is yummy. And I do not know how it works. Is it real? Is this a real thing? The VPF? The virtual private farming? Vertical? Okay, use promo code Starches and receive 5 free taters immediately in your P.O. box, which of course is short for potato box. See you soon and enjoy those Frito-Lay's chips. Enjoy those chippies.
Time.
Mark, you have to change your mind immediately. This is question.
Okay.
If you may change it. Yeah. What is your most favorite snack or food right now in the moment?
I'm so bad at doing in the moment things. Oh. Ask me the question again. Ask it again.
Sorry.
No, let's do it again.
Rewind.
Mark Rebier, this is your, I don't know, this Flula. Hey, what is your most favorite food or snack?
Raw beef.
Raw beef.
Tartar.
Tartar?
By the handful.
May we make an audio adventure?
Oh, yes.
With some audio beef?
Audio beef.
Is that what you said? What did you say?
That's much better.
Audio beef. Okay.
Audio beef.
Perfect.
Audio beef. Yo, audio beef. Audio. I'm making audio beef. I got some audio beef. I got a bit of move it down on audio beef.
We're going to do it?
Yeah. And that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef. And that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef. And that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef. And that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef. And that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef. And that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef. And that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef. And that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef and that's the juicy beef.
Yeah.
Audio beef and that's the juicy beef.
Yes.
Audio beef and that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef and that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef and that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef and that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef and that's the juicy beef. I'm talking
audio beef. 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 Yeah. Audio beef. Yeah. Audio beef.
Delicious. Talking audio beef. Delicious. So rare. 95% fat free.
high in protein, high in beats. Audio, audio, audio beef. Audio, audio, audio beef. Audio, audio, audio beef. We got the
gonna consume that audio raw. I'm gonna put that, take that packaging out. I got it. Yo, there's fat on the inside of the packaging. I'm talking audio beef. I'm talking audio beef, and that's the juicy beef. I'm talking audio beef, and that's the juicy beef.
Oh, yes, audio beef, and that's the audio beef. That's the audio beef, and that's the audio beef. That's the audio beef, and that's the juicy beef. That's the beef, and that's the beef, yo. I'm talking grade A. I'm talking grade A. I'm talking Wagyu audio. Wagyu. Wagyu audio. Wagyu with the beef. Japanese beef. Japanese audio. Japanese audio beef. I'm talking Japanese audio beef. Japanese. I'm talking Japanese, baby. That's an audio beef. I'm talking
audio beef. That's an audio beef. That's an audio beef. That's an audio beef.
Say
audio beef. That's an audio beef. That's an audio beef. That's an audio beef. That's juicy. That's juicy. That's fresh, baby. That's raw, baby. That's blood in it. There's blood in the beef. Gotta eat that. Gotta blood in the beef. Gotta eat that. Digest the beef. I said digest, digest the beef. I gotta digest, digest the beef. I gotta
digest, digest the beef. I say
wah.
Oh
yes,
yes. Go
dance it, dance it, dance audio.
There,
beef.
Beef.
Audio.
Audio.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Yeah.
Blood, 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 beef. Talking blood, 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 beef.
A what?
Blood, blood, blood on the beef, baby. Blood, blood, the blood on the beef, on the beef. You got a blood on the beef, baby. You got some blood on your beef now.
Audio beef.
You gotta clean your beef off. You got a little blood on your beef, on the beef, baby.
Clean the beef.
Clean the beef. You gotta
clean the beef.
You gotta clean that.
Clean that grill.
Nice.
Dance.
Dance.
That was very wonderful.
Mark, that was a blast.
Thank you very much.
Flula.
We could do this for 14 hours, but we have...
Be happy to.
We have lives, we have latrines that must be visited, calories that must be digested.
That's true, you're right. Kilocalories.
Oh, kilocalories.
Yes. Whey protein isolate.
Of course. Never forget.
Isolate, of course.
Creatine.
Creatine, of course, yes. A little iso explode.
Some phosphagen.
Yes.
Yeah, never.
That's my favorite
Oh,
one.
It's so good. Yeah, mm. Yeah. Some meals ready to eat.
Yes. Couple Advil.
Ovaltine.
And put the Advil in the Ovaltine.
Oh, yeah. Then add some audio beef and suck it.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up. Don't stare at.
What a pleasure it's been being here.
This has been wonderful, Mark. Thank you so very much. Peoples must find you. Tell me the most easy way so peoples may find you and love you hard.
Let me tell you how to love me hard, mm-hmm. Flula's audience.
Yeah.
You can Google me because this is my name is where I am on the internet. The first name is M-A-R-C.
Mark.
The last name is R-E-B-I-L-L-E-T.
Rebier.
Oh, that is so good and so right.
Say that last name one more time.
Rebier.
Sorry.
No, that's
spell it.
Okay, and that's okay. Yeah. R-E-B-I-L-L-E-T.
Rammstein.
Rammstein forever.
Thank you so very much, Mark.
Thank you for having me, Flula.
Yes, it has been a delicious time.
It's been a dream come true.
Will you say goodbye?
Well, goodbye, everybody. Oh, goodbye. I'm talking goodbye. Goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye.
Tschüss.
Goodbye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Boom times.
Goodbye.
Mark Rebier.
Goodbye.
Good night, everybody.
Have a nice evening.
Have a wonderful evening.
Goodbye.
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 Boom time.
Thank you so very much for listening to this episode of Boom Time. I want to thank, of course, Mark Rabier and our very delicious editor and sound engineer Kevin Richter and our producer Kristen Acevedo. Alex Simmons, my director, is currently traveling in Madagascar. He is hunting parrots. So we wish Alex, you know, lots of luck. Actually, no, we wish him zero luck because these are endangered and you should not shoot birds that are endangerment. So, yes. If you enjoy Boom Time, please rate, comment, subscribe on the Apple Podcast, on Spotify, on Stitcher, on Schnipschnapp and Bling Blang. We would love this very much. And of course, leave a message and a question on our hotline. Haha4Flula. That's 424-243-5852. Let's do it. Bye-bye.